735 days in North Korea was long enough. That's a quote from U.S. citizen Kenneth Bay, who just gave his first interview since he was released from a North Korean prison in 2014. It's not known exactly why Bay was arrested in 2012. He was a tour operator in North Korea. He was charged with hostile acts. 2 years went by before the U.S. Director of National Intelligence carried a letter from President Obama addressed to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. U.S. officials say that might have been the high-level attention that North Korea wanted from the U.S. Shortly afterward, Bay was released. He hasn't forgotten his ordeal or what got him through it.
I was the first American ever sent to labor camp in North Korea. And I have to work from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, 6 days a week. Working in the field, doing farming labor, carrying rock and shoveling coal and all those things that was physically very demanding and it was very difficult. Especially I had back problems and different issues that I had before, even imprisonment. But along the way that I found myself adjusting the life in North Korea prison, just depending upon God and then just solely pretty much living day to day and just live one day at a time. Yeah, hoping
that I'll
be going home.
Would they tell you, you're not going home, you're going to be here forever? What kind of things would they say to you in the prison?
Well, there's one prosecutor who was assigned to my case for the last year of my imprisonment. He came to me almost every week and said, no one remember you. You have been forgotten by people, your governments. You are not going home anytime soon. You'll be here for 15 years. You'll be 60 before you go home.
What would that do to your head?
Obviously, it was very difficult to take it in, but I was still holding on to the promise that it was from when I was praying and from God that He will be my rescuer, and knew that the U.S. government would do everything possible that bring me home. So I was holding on to the promise.